Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, when it comes to property tax relief here in Montana, it's probably just going to come back down to we the people. We the people are going to have to get the job done. Now, and frankly, that should happen anyway. Even if the legislature can finally get all their Adam Schiff together here with, 3 weeks or so to go. What the heck? Seriously? Wait. Income tax relief. Why wasn't that done back in January? Property tax relief. Why wasn't that done back in January? Judicial reform. Why wasn't that done back in January? I mean, my goodness. The Democrats are just sitting back, they're either A, sitting back laughing at the Republicans right now, or they're recording videos of themselves bragging about the fact that they're playing a handful of these Republicans for fools right now. Yeah, that's what. So there's this far left liberal Democrat out of Bozeman, Cora Newman is her name, and she's really had some crazy policies that she's been advocating. She went and posted a video. The Montana Sentinel shared this yesterday. I had a friend from Great Falls send it to me as well, and then I saw. And then after they sent me that video and a message, I saw that the Montana Sentinel was sharing it as well. This far left liberal Democrat from Bozeman, well, she's not from Bozeman, but, you know, she moved to Bozeman. She posts this video where she is just mocking these 9 Republicans that are voting with the Democrats. She's bragging about the fact, yeah, we prevented this Republican senator who was being hit with this ethics investigation. Yeah, we prevented him from being expelled from the Senate. She was bragging about the fact that the Democrats helped a Republican senator basically survive an ethics scandal. And then you know, the rest of her caucus, you know, tries to go out and brag on social media that, oh, these Republicans, they've got ethics scandals. When she's recording videos bragging about the fact of how, oh, yeah, we saved a Republican senator from an ethics scandal. And then she's bragging about the fact how she's got some of these Republicans under her thumb. She can play them in any way she wants to play them. So I would throw that question out to these 9 Republican state senators. How do you feel about Cora Newman out here saying that she's basically able to use you guys? And then when it comes to key votes, Cora Newman says, oh, yeah, I got these 9 Republicans under my thumb. And so when she wants to push a far-left agenda or she wants to get her little amendment. First off, why is a Democrat successfully getting an amendment across the finish line in either the House or the Senate right now? Republicans have the majority. And it's not just the 9 that are voting for some of these Republican or these Democrat amendments, by the way. There's some other so-called conservatives that are voting, from what I'm hearing, for some of these amendments as well. But to the 9 that are there, you know, I get it. You know, you're going back and saying, well, look at us. We're sticking it to the party bosses. Well, apparently the Democrats think they're running you. So why don't you stick it to their party bosses, too?
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, we'll see high temperatures ranging from near 70 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. For tonight, increasing clouds with some shower chances moving in, especially late. Overnight lows will stay back around 42 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. Then we'll see more rain showers on Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
3 Army soldiers who were discharged from the service for refusing to get the COVID vaccine during the pandemic have now returned to active duty. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reacted on Fox's The Will Cain Show.
All the letters are out to the folks who were pushed out, and we welcome them back as quickly and robustly as possible.
The Army says over 100 more have applied for reinstatement. The Marines say 129 have started the reinstatement process.
We will apologize to you. We will recognize the wrong that's been done. We will welcome you back with rank and back pay, and we want your service.
The secretary adding that the return of these service members can only make the U.S. force stronger.
These are some of our best and brightest. We were kicking out folks with 17 years in, 18 years in, 19 years in.
Over 8,000 service members in all were discharged during the pandemic for refusing to get vaccinated. Kid Muretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, one thing we should definitely get to here this morning, we need to talk about the state budget here and the budget proposals. David Noble, you know, he joined us Thursday for the entire 7 o'clock hour, and we had great conversations. But if there's one topic I wish we would have brought up when David Noble was in the House, was talking about the big spending in Helena right now and breaking down the state budget as well. And, you know, hey, what can be done to lower some of the spending that's being considered right now? And so I did see, by the way, I did see just a great breakdown, because what I was trying to find is, you know, you hear people throwing out numbers, but I wanted to see more of a breakdown. I wanted to see more of a, okay, how does it break down on a year-by-year basis? How does this stack up with regard to, you know, population increases and inflation increases? And the Frontier Institute, which is a free market think tank here in Montana, led by our friend Kendall Cotton, did just that. They did a nice breakdown posted on X yesterday afternoon. So I can now add that into the conversation here as well. But let's go back to this is a Democrat state senator, far left, by the way, State Senator Cora Newman. And the Montana Freedom Caucus shared this via X yesterday. Now, of course, this is audio that they shared, video that they shared. It's likely, you know, edited together in a montage, I'm assuming. So that being said, hey, if there's a longer form video out there, if the Democrats want to say, hey, wait, there's more to this story, hey, definitely send it our way. But again, as I kicked off the show this morning here, the Democrats are sitting back and laughing at the Republicans. They are just sitting back laughing. Property tax relief, no clear property tax relief in sight right now. Income tax relief, the Republicans in the Senate, and not just the nine, by the way, the other Republicans in the Senate have been voting for basically what amounts to a Democrat bill. The Yakovitch bill is a Democrat bill. It does not provide across-the-board tax relief. It's class warfare. We're sitting on a budget surplus, a big budget surplus. Why would you pass a class warfare budget bill, right? And so, but to the nine in particular that have been voting with the Democrats on rules and committee assignments and Medicaid expansion too. But again, okay, let's take Medicaid expansion off the table. Apparently there's some other things that the Democrats are claiming publicly that they are using these nine Republican state senators to get the far left agenda done.
The Democrats and moderate Republicans have a working majority in the Senate right now, and they also have a really productive coalition in the House. Democrats and moderate Republicans are working together to fight back and kill the far-right initiatives. It is really unique in the country right now. We have killed a huge number of judiciary bills. We have killed abortion bills. Democrats and moderate Republicans were able to come together, effectively block expulsion. of one of the senators that we've been working with. And so I'm just really proud of us for holding the line on that despite massive pressure.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now that little part there where the line got repeated and slowed down, of course, that was the Freedom Caucus putting the emphasis on the syllable there to just make it very clear that here is a Democrat, far left state senator from Bozeman, bragging about the fact that the Democrats saved a Republican from an ethics scandal, and then bragging about how they're working with Republican state senators who called themselves conservatives when they ran for office, who are voting with Democrats on abortion, who are voting with Democrats against judicial reform measures. So, again, if these nine Republican state senators are saying, well, look, you know, we just had to support Medicaid expansion because, you know, we're getting pressured by our local rural hospitals, you know, and our local rural hospitals got hit hard by the COVID stupidity, the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, and some of this other nonsense, you know, and so we had to vote for Medicaid expansion to keep it going. It's already in place. We didn't want to take it away. Okay, all right, well, then why judicial reform? Why are you voting against that? Then pro-life measures, why are you voting with the far left on that? If it was just about committee assignments and some key rules mechanisms and it was just about Medicaid expansion, then what about this other stuff? But again, like, the Democrats are just sitting back laughing. They're just laughing. Cora Newman, what did Cora, who has some crazy policies, you know, if Trump was here, he'd probably, I call her Crazy Cora. Well, she said, oh, we've got a really productive coalition. Really productive? I would throw this question out to the people of Montana. And again, you don't have to be Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. Really productive. What do you see going on in Helena right now that's really productive right now? Property tax isn't happening. That's the one thing almost all of us agree on. So if Cora Newman is effectively running the Senate with these nine Republicans, and they're so productive, then where the hell is property tax relief? Where the hell is income tax relief? Really productive? So you know what Cora's crazy policies just did here? If she is now claiming that she is in charge of the state Senate, if this legislature fails to deliver property tax relief, we lay it at the feet of Cora's crazy policies and Cora's crazy coalition, because they're the ones that are killing it right now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The rule of law has a nice sound to it. Who doesn't want to be governed by laws? Except that it punts on the definition of law and the system through which it's applied. Economists care about economic outcomes, and the way a legal system actually works today exacts a significant cost on all of us. Companies produce products and services which expose them to risk when bad things happen. That makes sense. Those same companies shouldn't be selling dangerous things. At least that's the theory. But the legal system can make it enormously expensive to defend yourself in court. Smart lawyers can shop around the country to find plaintiff-friendly places to file lawsuits. And the blank check of punitive damages sharpens the tip of the spear aimed at the heart of a company that finds itself in court. Avoidance of those kinds of risks is what hurts the economy. Innovative products may never come to market. Companies who pay to settle or litigate claims have less resources to invest. And the cost of the services they provide will be much higher. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Controversy from Republican Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno, referring to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer as the, quote, Führer. That's a reference to the title used by Adolf Hitler. When speaking to reporters about President Trump's tax cut plan on Capitol Hill, Moreno said the following about Schumer, quote, here's the main thing you've got to understand. Republicans are independently minded. Democrats are monolithic sheep that followed the Führer Schumer's orders. Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in U.S. history. The German word Führer is a political title adult meaning leader that is most associated with Hitler. He led his country into World War II and was responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews. Schumer just published a book titled Anti-Semitism in America, a warning. Schumer and other Democrats demanded an apology. Schumer lost family members during the Holocaust. Schumer called Moreno's language, quote, despicable, and decried it as anti-Semitic, plain and simple. Schumer also called on Moreno's fellow Republicans to denounce the remark. Moreno is a freshman senator just elected in the fall. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this week, boots and cowboy hats were back on Capitol Hill for the NCBA and Public Lands Council spring legislative fly-in. And last night, on my way home from the National Agri-Marketing Association Conference in Kansas City, I ran into Wyoming Stock Growers Association Vice President Reg Phillips from DuBois at the airport in Denver, who talked with me about the current political atmosphere in Washington, D.C.
It was like trying to guess what the weather's going to be. And there was there's some optimism there, but it's hard to pin down anything what's really going to happen that's going to benefit, you know, the tariff deal with other countries with the meats. That could be very positive for us, but nobody knows exactly where it's going, and so we're just waiting and see. From a regulatory standpoint, Endangered Species Act, and they're just saying, well, we're gonna try, but is anything really gonna get definitely done? Another one, we don't know.
He also said they continue to push hard to see President Trump's 2017 Jobs and Tax Act become permanent.
That was a huge priority. That was probably more so on anybody's lips and thoughts was all the tax bills, and it's on the legislators, and it was on the NCBA and PLC folks. We desperately need it. If we're going to look at trying to stay in business, you know, in the next generation or two, we need those taxing. So they're pushing hard on it, and we're just going to have to see.
Again, that was Wyoming Stock Growers Association Vice President Reg Phillips, one of this year's NCBA and PLC spring legislative fly-in participants. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
The American Land Board wants 2025 to be the best year yet for education. Land Checkoff funded programs include workshops and summits aimed at equipping sheep producers with the necessary tools and resources to profitably grow their operations. Like the American Lamb Summit, July 22nd through 25th, University of Idaho in Moscow. Event highlights include defining lamb quality and hitting carcass targets and increasing production efficiency. Learn more and register at lambboard.com.
Montana winners call for comfort food. Sign up for the Beef Box giveaway from the Montana Beef Council, and you can win $50 worth of beef. Whether you're making beef stew, a hearty roast, or a big pot of chili, beef is the perfect way to warm up after a cold day. Add some flavor to your winter meals and stock up on beef for those cozy nights at home. Don't miss your chance. Head to the Montana Beef Council website and enter today.
Well, President Trump on Thursday suggested a new program will be set up to help legalize farm workers and reduce the risk of farmers losing undocumented workers to mass deportations. Trump discussed easing restrictions around undocumented farm labor during a cabinet meeting. It was the first time the president had signaled a willingness to temper his mass deportation plans to help protect the labor pool for industries like agriculture. The president suggested undocumented workers would have the chance to return to the country legally within a certain time frame, which is probably going to be 60 days. Of course, to help fill the void of assuring they have legal labor, farmers and ranchers' H-2A programs have grown in recent years and now fill more than 384,000 job positions. Last year alone, 22,000 egg operations used H-2A guest workers. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a little slow putting my headset back on here because, yeah, I gotta tweet out what I just put out on the radio just a few minutes ago here. Let's see. Yeah, let me hit send on that one. At least I paid for the subscription to X, so if I...
put a typo in there while I was quickly trying to send a tweet while I'm on the radio this morning. At least then I can go back. Oh, better go edit that one. But yeah, here we go. For those of you, I see Kat out there in eastern Montana just tweeted out that she's listening to the show about starting about 54 seconds ago. Kat, if you literally just started listening, well, you missed my rant here for the first 20 minutes or so of the show. But that's all right, because let me give you a summary. Okay, so the Montana Freedom Caucus, this is just explosive. Cora's crazy policies and Cora's crazy coalition. The Montana Freedom Caucus, this is the tweet that I sent out a few minutes ago. The Montana Freedom Caucus exposing her videos this week is explosive. Explosive. I don't know if you saw that video yet, Kat. How do these nine state senators who ran as Republicans, who ran as conservatives, feel about her bragging about how she is running you? Now I said this earlier this week. Look, the state Republican Party has officially rebuked these nine Republican state senators. But let's be honest, they've been rebuking them since January, and it hasn't had any effect. So why would the rebuke have any effect now? But here's the deal. If these Republican, state senators are going back to their districts saying, yeah, I stood up to the party bosses. Well, apparently you're not standing up to crazy Cora here and her crazy policies, because she's bragging about how she is running you guys. Like, you guys are a bunch of pushovers, according to crazy Cora here. You guys are a bunch of wimps, according to crazy Cora here. She is just bragging about how you guys are just getting run under the table. She's using you to vote against all sorts of pro-life measures. She's using you to vote against judicial reform. And which, of course, what she's sitting back laughing about, bragging about, is she's saying, hey, you guys can do whatever you want here in Helena, and our crazy judges are going to block whatever they want anyway. And judicial reform? I am schooling these Republican state senators and even some members of the House to block this stuff. And then I threw this question out. This was the tweet that I just sent 2 minutes ago. That's why I was slow putting my headset back on. And if Cora's crazy policies are effectively running the state Senate right now, well, we know who to blame for the current demise of property tax relief. She claims they have a really productive coalition in Helena. Really? Tell us what's being produced in Helena right now. Tell us where the progress is right now. One of the productive things was protecting women's sports and women's locker rooms. Oh, and one of your liberal judges already blocked that. So where is the progress? 406-294-0970. Kat in eastern Montana now on the phone lines. Kat, you've been summoned. Your phone call is
I have been summoned, Eric. No, I just saw your tweet and I just heard you, and it doesn't surprise me at all. Of course, Cora is on a video. I haven't seen the video, which is actually pretty surprising.
Hey, Kat, hold that thought for just a second. For some reason, your phone is, like, digitizing. It's breaking up. Can you call right back in? Can you just hang up and then call back in? Because I know how that is, especially in eastern Montana. The cell coverage is just crazy, despite the trillions of dollars wasted by the Biden regime. If you can, call back in, because, yeah, we want to hear what you have to say, but your call was just kind of breaking up there. So give us a call back, please, 294-0970. And then for other listeners out there, if you want to call in, we've got the phone lines open for you as well here this morning. All right, we will sneak her back. All right, here she is. She's back on. Let's see if this works this time. All right, Kat, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Is it good now?
Perfect. Yeah, much better now. Thank you.
Okay, so I haven't seen the video of Cora bragging about how she's, the master of the Republicans, right? The Nasty Nine. They made national news for being out of line, the out of line nine. But it doesn't surprise me at all. But the primaries are incoming. Like this, we are leading the way. Montana is leading the way for putting our lawmakers in check. And I am so proud of the Montana GOP for what they're doing. And this is an absolute embarrassment. What is going on, Aaron? We could blame it on, lobbyists. We could blame it on special interests. We could blame it on everything, except the only thing we can't blame it on is them, these Nasty Nine, voting for the people of Montana. So I'm going to go research this video, or you can put it on X or whatever. And, I'll definitely be talking about this on the podcast tonight because this is explosive. What an embarrassment.
Yeah, well, I'll play the audio for you here again because, yeah, like I say, I know different people are tuning in at different times as the state wakes up here this morning. But, yeah, I'll play the audio once again. But I did see I saw Representative Jerry Schillinger and then Darren Gobb on Newsmax. So thanks for sharing that clip. I got a chance to watch that earlier this morning as well here. But, I mean, my thing is this is like, okay, because I would say this, too. Not only are these nine that have been called out voting with the Democrats on – but there's others that are voting with the Democrats, too. Even some conservatives where you're like, what are you guys doing? Why are you voting for crazy Cora's amendments? Right? I mean, it's just like, guys, so it's like, so again, we need to hold all of them accountable. And it's easy to sit back and just focus on the nine. But what about some of these other guys that are voting with the Democrats, too? But here's the bigger picture, is that if Crazy Cora is claiming that she's the one in charge, she's the one running the show, well, now we know why there is nothing productive happening in Helena. No property tax significant.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just saw a tweet from our friend David Noble. Did you guys see this headline? Okay, before I get to that one, let's at least do a good news story headline here from the Montana legislature. This was a report by Jonathan Ambarian. The Montana House endorses a bill allowing lawsuits over transgender procedures. So somebody comes in, they chop off the body parts of these kids, and then... or they botch, you could say the whole thought of even removing these body parts is a botched procedure in itself. But should the Democrats' trial lawyer buddies be able to go in and sue over these transgender procedures down the road? That's kind of an interesting one, right? You know, the Democrats, boy, they really had to make a tough vote on this one, didn't they? Let me look and see if it says how many... let's see. Oh, of course, it got amended. oh, yeah, the Democrats. Okay, some of them voted for the bill. Here's the headline. Montana House endorses bill allowing lawsuits over transgender procedures. But they had to amend it to limit those lawsuits. The Democrats. The only time ever you will see the Democrats trying to place limits on their trial or your buddies is in the name of chopping body parts off of kids. They love the trial lawyers. The trial lawyers fund all their campaigns. The trial lawyers fund all these liberal judges. The trial lawyers love to file lawsuits. But the Democrats don't want them suing any of these chop shops that are chopping up kids in the name of the transgender agenda. So the Democrats actually, you know, were like, well, we want to limit some of these, lawsuits regarding transgender procedures. The only time ever the Democrats have voted for some kind of tort reform is to protect the chop shops chopping body parts off of kids. Ain't that rich? That is so rich, isn't it? Let's see. But then, yeah, there was a couple of other headlines here from the Lee newspapers. Bill to criminalize parents and doctors who provide gender-affirming care fails in the Montana House. Republican efforts to recast Montana's judicial elections as partisan falls short. So judicial reform still falling short. And this is why Crazy Cora, this far-left state senator out of Bozeman, is is bragging about running some of these Republicans. And I would love to hear their response to this. Because if you're willing to stick it to the party bosses, well, why don't you stick it to their party bosses, too?
The Democrats and moderate Republicans have a working majority in the Senate right now. And they also have a really productive coalition in the House. Democrats and moderate Republicans are working together to fight back and kill the far right initiatives. It is really unique in the country right now. We have killed a huge number of judiciary bills. We have killed abortion bills. Democrats and moderate Republicans were able to come together, effectively block expulsion of one of the senators that we've been working with. And so I'm just really proud of us for holding the line on that despite massive pressure.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay, again, so if crazy Cora is so crazy productive, what is getting done in Helena? We can thank crazy Cora for no property tax relief. By the way, Governor Greg Gianforte was in Missoula this week calling once again for more property tax relief. He's calling for property tax relief, significant property tax relief. He's calling for income tax relief. Now, are some of these Republicans voting against real income tax relief because for whatever reason they don't want to go along with the governor's plans? And likewise, if some of these Republican senators claim to be supporting the governor's agenda, then why aren't they helping to get the governor's agenda? They're not helping the governor. They're not helping the governor get income tax relief across the board. They're not helping the governor get property tax relief across the board. So who are they helping? All right, let's go into the phone lines. Leonard in Billings, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to bring everybody's attention to that on House Bills 155, 231, and 528, those are all property tax bills. On Monday, the city council is going to go to Helena and have, they've made arrangements, according to Bill Cole, on the minutes of Wednesday's meeting, that they are going to have them pass an amendment to each one of those bills that will supersede the Billings Charter. And that will allow that the city council will be able to raise taxes without voter approval for anything at any time.
This is huge. Leonard, this is huge. If you are a taxpayer in the city of Billings, you should be ticked off at what...
I am. I've been telling everybody I can know. And I found this on Wednesday afternoon. They had on the city council, they have these committees. And one of the committees deals with political things for Helena. And on that committee, they have an audio that you can listen to on the city website on April 2nd and April 9th. They discuss how they are going to do this, and even someone, I can't tell whose voice is on there, but they said if anything goes wrong with them wanting this amendment, they'll just blame the state, because state law will take place over city law.
Yeah. So, Leonard, now correct me if I get this wrong anywhere, but as I understand it, so, you know, let's say the state finally gets their act together and they get this property tax relief across the finish line in the final 3 weeks here. You know, in Billings, they can't say, oh, well, the state of Montana wanted to give you property tax relief, but we're just going to adjust the mill so you don't get it, so we keep getting our money, right? In Missoula, they can't. They can do that. In Billings, they can't. Their charter limits them from then jacking up your property taxes or your other taxes whenever they want to. So what the city is going to the legislature saying, hey, we're going to have to fire a bunch of police officers if you guys pass property tax relief, which is a bunch of BS. They're about to get a boatload more money later this year because of the rise in property values. And so they can afford to continue funding public safety. It's garbage. I told the Democrat Representative Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula yesterday, I said, don't let this liberal city of Billings hold property tax relief hostage, and don't let them bust their charter. Because what the city of Billings is trying to do right now is they want the ability, if the state comes in and gives you property tax relief, they want the ability to say, we're going to raise your taxes anyway. And they want to bust the charter to be able to do that forever. And they need to be stopped. And these Republican state senators need to not listen to a word that this liberal city of Billings is pumping their direction. I would call you. I would call your state lawmakers in Billings and say, hey, this don't listen to this liberal city of Billings. They do not have our interests at heart here.
I think you're right on. And on this audio on this past Wednesday, Mayor Cole has just said blatantly that State Senator Emma Kerr Carpenter from the Billings Heights is going to carry these amendments onto the Senate floor on either Monday or Tuesday.
Of course she is. Because what do the Democrats always do? They always figure out a way to get more of your money. I mean, they'll sit here and say they want property tax relief all day long because they know that their buddies in Missoula will go raise the taxes anyway. And so, I mean, Missoula, city and county raised their taxes within the last year or two by 20%. Is that what people in Yellowstone County want? Is that what people in Billings want? You want the city of Billings to be able to do what the city of Missoula has been doing? And if you're in Butte right now, Leonard, thanks so much for the call. This is a very important time. If you're in Butte right now, if you're in Bozeman right now, or you're in Conrad or Shelby, wherever the heck you're listening right now, what you also need to know and tell your lawmakers is hey, stop letting the city of Billings hold property tax relief for the entire state hostage because of their threats. That's what this is. These are threats from the city of Billings. They are holding property tax relief hostage for everybody in the state. And their hostage negotiation strategy is exactly what Leonard and Billings just laid out here. Hey, you give us the ability to break the limits on taxing our citizens, or else the firefighters and the police officers are going to get it. Which is exactly why, you know, the city council elections matter. The race for mayor matters. Man, all this stuff matters. Man, Leonard, thanks so much for the call. Now, oh, what did David Noble tweet out? David Noble just sent this one out. Let me go into it. So the House just passed a bill endorsing Indigenous Peoples Day. David Noble says this: I'm calling on Governor Gianforte to veto the attack on Columbus Day and the attack on America. I cannot believe after Trump won this state by 20 points, our legislature would go far left, anti-American, woke, with the Indigenous Peoples Day attack on America. That's from our friend David Noble, who is a historian when it comes to Columbus.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Right now, the president is in the process of undoing what is 50 or 60 years worth of Americans being ripped off. Even our friends in Europe, our friends in Canada, our friends in Taiwan, our friends in South Korea, Japan, have all taken advantage of us, and they've been allowed to do so because that is the institutionalist mindset, and nobody wants to dare rock the boat. And what the great fallacy in all of this is, every single one of these countries, if they don't want their economies to tank, if they want access to our markets and your money, they have to make a deal with President Trump. People can understand free and fair trade, your choice, or reciprocal tariffs, your choice to other countries. That's a pretty simple concept.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran, and now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last. So don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, we'll see high temperatures ranging from near 70 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. For tonight, increasing clouds with some shower chances moving in, especially late. Overnight lows will stay back around 42 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. Then we'll see more rain showers on Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Ah, come on. AOC is old news. They got to bring Jasmine Crockett to Missoula next week. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, we talked about Bernie Sanders and AOC are doing a rally in Missoula, Montana next week. It's the lifestyles of the rich and socialist. We talked about that and more, including a legislative update on Thursday's show. What are we going to talk about on Freedom Friday? Well, why don't you tell us, Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10. Spring.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
With roughly 3 weeks to go in the 2025 legislative session, it's time to shift gears. For the past 3 months, legislators have spent hundreds of hours in committee hearings, listening to testimony, and debating bills among themselves. Now, with the deadlines for the introduction of new bills having passed, the final bills are trickling through the system, and the work of the committees is nearly over. In fact, some of the committees are now only meeting sporadically on an as-needed basis, which is a sure sign that the session is drawing to a close, but it's not over yet. The decrease in normal committee hearings gives rise to the season of the conference committees. For those who may not know, bills can start in either the House or the Senate, where they're heard, debated, voted on, and eventually passed to the other House, where the process begins all over again. Along the way, bills can be amended, but in the end, the exact same version of the bill must be passed by both chambers before it can be sent to the governor. Say a bill starts in the House and is sent to the Senate, where it gets amended. That bill must now go back to the House, where the bill sponsor has two options. They can either agree with the Senate amendments, in which case they take the final vote and then send the bill to the governor, or the bill sponsor disagrees with the amended language and asks that a conference committee be appointed. Conference committees are made up of two majority members and one minority member of each House. So in this case, two Republicans and one Democrat from each House for a total of six. And this is where it gets interesting. Legislative hearings are normally scheduled 2 days in advance to allow for public participation, but conference committees are often scheduled at the call of the chair. This can happen with as little as 15 minutes notice, which places lobbyists on high alert. To make it even more interesting, there are two types of conference committees. One is the standard conference committee, and they're limited to addressing just the amended language. They can keep the amendment, change the wording of the amendment, or strike the amended language entirely. That new version of the bill is then sent back to each House for final approval. If both houses agree with the final version of the bill, then it goes to the governor. But if one House fails to pass the final version, then the bill dies. The second type of conference committee is much more risky. It's called a free conference committee, and it has nearly unlimited powers to rewrite any part of the bill they choose, not just the amended section. I've seen bills come out of free conference committees looking nothing like they did when they went in. In fact, I've seen bills hijacked and then changed so radically that they wound up doing the exact opposite of the sponsor's original intention. In that case, the bill sponsor usually begs the full House and Senate to just kill the bill. The most important conference committee in each legislative session is the Free Conference Committee on the Budget Bill. This is an incredibly powerful committee with enormous responsibility, and it's made up of only the most trusted members of each House. When the committee convenes, the crowd in the halls outside of the room in some ways resembles the crowd waiting in St. Peter's Square as the College of Cardinals chooses a new pope. The only difference is these people all have a financial stake in the outcome of the budget. Conference committees are interesting to watch, and the best part is they're a sure sign that the legislative session is almost over. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofsky reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Yeah. Thanks to Jeff Lasloffy for that legislative update. Yeah. Here we are. The legislative session, really, they are getting close to finish line. But what have they accomplished? And I know they're all frustrated right now, but, but the people of Montana are frustrated. But guys, get it together. You're almost at the finish line. And it just seems, get in the same room, figure something out, get some property tax relief across the finish line, consolidate around an income tax relief plan, and get it across the finish line. Yesterday when we did the legislative update with Democrat Minority Whip Jonathan Carlin, I said, do they need to just call it a day and stop and come back for a special session later this year? Or is the deadline going to force them to finally make some decisions and get the job done and finally unite? We'll see, right? All right, we got Freedom Friday coming up. Stand by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The rule of law has a nice sound to it. Who doesn't want to be governed by laws? Except that it punts on the definition of law and the system through which it's applied. Economists care about economic outcomes, and the way a legal system actually works today exacts a significant cost on all of us. Companies produce products and services which expose them to risk when bad things happen. That makes sense. Those same companies shouldn't be selling dangerous things. At least that's the theory. But the legal system can make it enormously expensive to defend yourself in court. Smart lawyers can shop around the country to find plaintiff-friendly places to file lawsuits. And the blank check of punitive damages sharpens the tip of the spear aimed at the heart of a company that finds itself in court. Avoidance of those kinds of risks is what hurts the economy. Innovative products may never come to market. Companies who pay to settle or litigate claims have less resources to invest. And the cost of the services they provide will be much higher. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.